Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Mikado's Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:11 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Monday. December 8, 2025, this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend John Basiliga and his featured company, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John, like William Dale of Duryea, Gordon Pisak of the Parsons section of Wilkes-Barre, Salvatore Alimo of Yatesville, Matthew Pekulski of Moosic, Walter Babich of Uniondale, and Donald Miller of Muncie. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this morning. Hey, Thursday, we've got this author's event here at the studios. I will be hosting starting at noon. We've got Matt Birkbeck coming on. He is an author's author. He's one of my favorite writers. His books include The Quiet Don, about local mafia boss Russell Bufalino, The Life We Chose, about his henchman and successor, Billy D'Elia, The Wicked, his first novel set in Jim Thorpe. He's coming out with a new book called The Bookie. He's just outstanding. And then a friend of mine from, I was in 11 prisons, but one of those prisons, Chris Finazzo, Reflections of a Town Driver, his prosecution and prison experiences, along with the experiences of many others he ran across as what they called a town driver. And they'll both be here live in studio with me. And we hope you could come. You just go to events, scroll down, you find it, you give them your email, or you call the Bulldog right now at 570-883-0098. And give him that little bit of information, and he's there. Well, it is Monday, and what do? We do the Monday wrap-up. And he's not just a guy who did Dancing to the Stars with this song. He is a Penn State star, a Green Bay Packers star, an NFL coach, and guess what? He's in the New Jersey Hall of Fame. As a coach in Jersey, our man, Chester Parlavecchio. Chet, how you doing, my man?
What's going on, bud?
Happy, how's your week? Happy to have you back. Well, it always gets better when you're on.
Well, I'll tell you what, this was a crazy week, man. This I'll tell you what, this got exciting, especially in college football. This opened up for a lot of conversation, a lot of reflection. This is a very bizarre week, so I figured let's start at least with the title games that were the big title games as far as the SEC, yes, and Big 12. I mean, you look at Ohio State and Indiana. Again, I told you earlier in the year, I told you I liked Indiana a lot. They're a big physical football team. They match up well with Ohio State. Statistically, the game was even. You know, the 300 yards plus on each side. Mendoza and Sayin both were efficient. They were good. But in the end, it was just a couple plays that made it, having to get a first down when you need it, being able to monitor the clock and work the clock in your favor. And Indiana held them to 10 points, which I don't think anybody in the world would have thought Ohio State would get held to 10 points. So kudos to Indiana. They did a great job against Cignetti. You know, I feel that was the guy I wanted at Penn State. He's done a great job, and it's, you could maybe see that matchup again when all is said and done. So we go to the next one in the SEC. I think there's a new Georgia back in town. It looked like the old Georgia days. That was a complete domination. I mean, Stockton was incredible. Tyler Simpson, he was very average. He struggled, 19 for 39, didn't throw for much, had a pick. Again, they couldn't run the ball. Alabama, I mean, they just 3 for 14 on third downs, 3 sacks. Georgia, that was an old-fashioned, you know what, whipping. That was a defensively, Georgia looked dominant. They look like they've taken their level, their game to another level. Earlier in the year, you saw them herky-jerky, especially with Alabama. And to turn that into complete domination tells you how much that team has grown up in 12 weeks. So, again, they're going to be interesting come the playoff format. Texas Tech and BYU in the Big 12, interesting. You know, Texas Tech did what they were supposed to do, 400 yards plus, and BYU was horrific. They had 4 turnovers, and what we've discussed on the show before, anytime you turn the ball over, that's a recipe for losing, and that game got out of hand quick. And in the ACC at Duke and Virginia, what do you want me to tell you about that game? I mean, there's 350 yards apiece. They were both, statistically, it was even. Went to overtime, which made a great game. Again, you know, that's the ACC representation, and, you know, Duke did what they had to do. Like I said, you know, good football game, but they're not exactly two teams I'm, you know, would think about I'm going to see beyond this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Then we go to Penn State, partner. I mean, the big story of the week, you know, Matt Campbell coming to Penn State, you know, and I've been asked 20 times already, what do I think? What do I think? Well, I'll tell you the first thing I think. I like the fact that he's not a household name, that people are going to have to get to know this guy, that he's going to get in here and he's going to get a chance to earn his credibility. Sometimes when you hire a high-profile guy in a high-profile job, the expectations far outweigh the reality of what could happen in a program. This guy is going to be given the time. He has an impressive resume, and one of my favorite things, Bobby, I was fortunate enough in my career, sometimes people said I was able to do a lot with a little. And that's what I think this guy's able to do. Iowa State is not exactly a hotbed of college football. It's not exactly what you would think, you know, the top 15, 20 teams in the country every year, although he's put them there. You would think they would get the second-level recruits where, you know, the Oklahomas and the Alabama, all the other schools, the big schools, they master the 5-star recruits. Well, this guy's managed over the last 10 years at Iowa State. I mean, he's won 3 Big Ten titles. Big 12 titles. He's been Big 12 Coach of the Year 3 times. And for what it's worth, he won MAC titles when he was at Toledo. So this guy's guilty of nothing but winning. I mean, so I like the fact that you're going to come in here and you're going to measure on what you get to learn about this guy. Now, you know, the AD at Penn State, he made it clear it was his pick. There was no committee, no nothing. So he stands by this. I like the pick, given all the names that were gone, all the names that locked in quick, wherever they were, from BYU, from Indiana, from Mississippi, all the big names that locked into their jobs quick. This was a good, solid pick. And the fact that people are going to give time to get to know him. And he's got a good track record. It should be good to see. And then we got to go, pal, to the next issue, obviously, the playoffs. I mean, what that's become. And I'm, like I said, I
Bobby, know you're not a Notre Dame fan. What do you think about their decision?
What I say from the beginning, and it got him. And then, wow, not very nice to declare that they're not going to play in a bowl game. Wow, that's really
what is that? What was that about?
What's that about? That's not very very nice. I mean, you know, that you're supposed to be this lovely school and all that. I think that's a kind of nasty thing to do. Well, again, you know, then Vanderbilt shouldn't play in a bowl game, then Texas shouldn't play in a bowl game. Then there's a bunch of teams that say, guess what? If I don't get to play in there, I'm not playing. Well, guess what? It's not done that way. And my answer to Notre Dame, Go get in a conference. Play a conference schedule. Play a conference championship, and these things won't happen. You won't have to lay 70 on Syracuse anymore. You could do it on credible wins. So, again, if this is a lesson learned for the Notre Dame system, then it was a good thing for their school. But given the format, hey, listen, Bobby, I've said from the beginning, anything after the top six, you're going to have arguments.
Yeah.
You're going to have back and forth. If you listen to all these shows, everybody has their opinion, including me. You go back and forth because from six on down, there's nothing concrete. Here's my question I have to everybody, though. This is where I sell this. Over the last God knows how long, 10, 15, forever since this little playoff started with four teams, have they ever got it wrong? Did anybody ever think that five should have been one? Never. Think about every year. The best team won. In other words, the best team was in that four. So anywhere you go beyond that four, you're opening it up to a whole can of worms to all kinds of discussion because there is no formula. All you're doing is creating a system where you create interest back in bowl games.
Yep.
Kids aren't going to opt out now. They're going to play. That's what this has done. But to say there's an exact science, there isn't one. You never got it wrong when there was just four teams playing for the play. Two, a semifinal and a final. And in that four was always the best team. I remember arguing, hey, maybe two should be one. Maybe three should be two. I never remember saying five should be one.
Yeah, yeah.
There was always a separation there. So my point is we extend it to 12, and you wonder why there's conversation? I'm not for Tulane and James Madison being in this, but that's the system. That's what we're going to go with, equal representation for these conferences. You know, then, but again, you're leaving out Vanderbilt. You're leaving out Texas. You're leaving out Notre Dame. Now, you know and I know they're better than James Madison and Tulane. But, again, you're trying to cover my
and
answer
the point,
to no
and I think your point is important. We're going to get the best team in the country through this process.
Absolutely.
And
I'll make you a wager right now, Bobby. I'll make you a wager right now. Who's the top four teams? Georgia, Indiana, Ohio State, and who's number four right now? It would be Texas Tech or probably Texas Tech. I didn't look this morning. You want to make a wager right now? One of those four wins the national title?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I will make you a wager right now. One of those four wins their national title.
All right. Now, sure. Chester, we got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk NFL. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, is with us. It's the Monday wrap-up. We'll be back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Mamas and the Papas. This date, 1965, Murph tells us, they released their first single, California Dreamin', and what a first single it was. And then 1987, this date, Reagan and Gorbachev signed a treaty at the White House calling for the destruction of intermediate-range nuclear missiles. Bob Cadaro back on the program. We're in the midst of
the Monday wrap-up with our man, Chet Parlavecchio. Chet, let's go right to the NFL, my man. Fire away.
I got a move here for you. All right, real quick, we'll go through the NFL. You know, a lot of first place influence in these games this week. For instance, Pittsburgh. Let's play on a local front. Aaron Rodgers plays an excellent game. Again, looked like he threw some balls. It looked like he didn't have his poo-poo face on that he had on the week before.
Yeah.
But it was nice to see the Steelers regain first place. They just still cannot run the football. But, again, as long as he's going to make throws like that, they're going to be fine. It was nice to see Joe Burrow back in town. Again, showed you, I know, those two freak interceptions he had at the end. But he shows you the difference a quarterback at that level makes in the National Football League. If he was there all year round, Cincinnati would be right in this thing. But Josh Allen is Josh Allen. Just in another amazing performance. He wills that team to win. You could just go over the numbers. A couple big upsets. I mean, Tampa Bay losing to New Orleans. Baker Mayfield struggled all day. That wasn't a real good effort by Tampa Bay. They seem to be sagging a little bit along with Indianapolis. Daniel Jones out for the year changes the whole landscape of that division. That was brutal. I mean, for him to go down like that, Jacksonville looked good. And the bottom line is, Bobby, if I would have told you early in the year, I'm going to name three teams, Cincinnati, Baltimore, and Kansas City. And if I would have told you that they're out of the picture right now and that they're scrambling just about out all the way, you would have told me I was crazy.
Yeah.
But you know something? You're into a changing of the guard. And I think in Kansas City, you're really seeing that. I've never seen Patrick Mahomes have to run like he has over there. I mean, Houston went in there, played a hell of a game. They got a great defense. But the bottom line is Patrick Mahomes all year, I've never seen him take these kind of hits on a consistent basis like it's been going on all year. They've had trouble on the offensive line all year, and that culture that is Kansas City, you know, hey, listen, there's some young bucks on the horizon here that are taking the core and they're running with it. So, again, big transition in the AFC. The NFC, Jordan Love looked great with Chicago. That was a classic game again for first place. Green Bay retakes first place. They're starting to look more and more settled, although that Chicago team is getting better and better and better. They're going to be a tough out come the playoffs. And the last thing, Bobby, for the Army-Navy game.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. It's the last Division 1A college football game. It's the only one.
It's an awesome game played by a bunch of men who just love to play. They're dedicated to their country, 250th anniversary of that game, of the military. It's for the Commander-in-Chief Trophy, which includes Air Force. And that game is played with such passion and such it's America. When those two teams take it, you're talking about guys that most of them will never play the professional ranks and most of them their careers will end. They play just because they love it and they're proud of their branch of the military. And they're the people that protect this country and do all the things that are necessary. You just have to love that moment in college football. To me, it's the perfect way to end it. Both teams are good football teams. Navy's nationally ranked. Army's going to be a bowl team. So it should be a quality game. Both option football teams, two very talented quarterbacks. It should be exciting. And the atmosphere is unlike nothing else in the country. So God bless the military and God bless their 250th year anniversary.
Amen. Well, Chester, we look forward to next week's report because there's always something happening.
You bet, brother. It always is, right?
All kinds of excitement. Our man, Chet Parlavecchio, the Monday wrap-up. We'll be back with him next week. And, Chester, you have a great week, my man.
You too, brother. Be good.
All right. We'll take our break. Bob Cadaro, WILK, on the other side. We'll come back with our great veterans.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And his today featuring one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems. Headquartered in Jessup. They are the premier roofing company for industrial, institutional, and commercial properties throughout the eastern United States and beyond. And guess what? They take that expertise, they take that buying power, and they can bring it right here to Northeast Pennsylvania for your house or small building. Eastern Roofing Systems. Walter Babich. Lifelong resident of Uniondale. He attended school in Pleasant Mountain, served us in the U.S. Army and the Army Reserves. Upon returning home, he joined the family working the farm. He was also employed at Elk Mountain Ski Center and Triangle Pacific Cabinet Company in Carbondale. Member of St. Basil's Orthodox Church. He enjoyed playing the accordion, polkas, fixing and repairing clocks, watching old westerns. He liked bull riding. Served by a number of family members. Sadly, he was preceded in death by 10 brothers, 3 sisters. Walter Babich. Donald Miller, a Marine veteran, active in the community, volunteer for Hughesville, and a longtime resident of Muncie, known affectionately as Boney. He passed away at home. Born in Williamsport, he married the love of his life, Ann Buell Miller, back in 1957. They shared a devoted 61 years of married life until her passing. He was a 1952 graduate of Muncie High School. After high school, he proudly served his country in the United States Marine Corps, 1953 to 1957. 7 years as head custodian at Muncie High School before beginning a 25-year career as maintenance superintendent for the State Correctional Institute at Muncie until his retirement. He loved raising his family, tending his garden, working out, hunting, and volunteering his time at the Sun Lighthouse in Muncie. He was a member of the Muncie Baptist Church, active member of a number of community organizations, the Muncie Volunteer Fire Department, the VFW Post, the Edward J. Smith Post, the Roland Ritter American Legion Post, the Camp Sand Spring Hunting Camp, Muncie Valley Moose, and the Loyal Sock Men's Club. Surviving her 4 children, 11 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren, an amazing legacy. He was preceded in death by his wife and tragically by his son, Thomas Miller. Donald Miller, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Today, breaks of sun, windy with morning snow showers, temperatures holding in the 20s, 21 outside the studio as I speak. Tonight, partly cloudy and frigid, down to 6. Tuesday morning, sun, then increasing clouds with a chance of snow showers, 28. Wednesday, breaks of sun and clouds, milder with a mix of rain and snow showers, 38 degrees. Bob Cadaro back with you on WILK. Todd Rundgren, Murph says this date, 1973. He moved into the top 10 charts at number 8 with his hit, Hello, It's Me. one of my favorites. Hey, sad news, scary news. 7.6 earthquake in northeast Japan. Thank you to one of our listeners for bringing it to my attention. They're concerned about tsunami, meaning waves of as much as 10 feet coming out of this. And they've undertaken some evacuation orders in that northeast area of Japan. It's the Aomori Prefecture. Man, you just... Mother Nature is not kind. And she doesn't intend to be most of the time. It's just what is. So all of this going on. Hey, I just ran across this on Instagram. It was the cutest thing. And very important because we're in the holiday season. I'm in the spirit. I got to tell you what brought me in the holiday spirit. Going to Bicardo's with Cutie. And I'm like, I'm all ready to go. They have their big trunk sale Thursday all day. But I, you know, we went Saturday and it was great. Just being there, having fun. But you always got to get back and like, well, what is this all about? And we know it's about the birth of Christ. We've got to keep focused. But someone that I'm friends with on Facebook, Michelle Lucas, she posted this on Instagram. He said, remember this season, it's okay if your dishes don't match. Your house is not and your tree are not elaborately decorated. You don't have a big fancy gathering. Your idea of festive is more of the all is calm, all is bright variety. You opt for small, thoughtful, and or handmade gifts. And your photos are behind the scenes kind instead of posed. I just thought that was cute. You got, because there's so many ways to get off track. In this holiday season. And you think about, and in the midst of all of it, all these tragedies happening, you know? But it's what is, you know? So we're having Lissa from KRZ, she's the morning show with Justin. We're having her, what does she call them? Grandma Roots cookies. They're unbelievable. And she goes out of her way, and I'm going to ask her, I'm going to actually grill her on this. She goes out of her way to make one for the bulldog. And I mocked him. He said, oh, look, one of them's a J, you know, for Johnny. And I'm like, no, it's shaped like a candy cane or, you know, a Christmas stocking. No, it was a J. The special treatment for the bulldog has really got to end. And I'm just the guy to do it. Anyway, we've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Bloomberg Money Minute coming in the midst of this because we want to find out what's happening in the markets. And just pray for the people in Japan who've been affected by this 7.6 earthquake, which is pretty substantial. We'll be back. Oh, that was quite an announcement. I remember it well in college, and they played that song just like Starting Over, his last release song. 2 months after his 40th birthday. And we thought that was old back then. December 8th, 1980, John Lennon killed by Mark David Chapman in front of his house at the Dakota apartment building. Now, we're finishing up with Sammy Davis Jr. in The Candyman. He died May 1990, but he was born December 8, 1925, Harlem, New York. You know another guy born on December 8th? And I had to skip it over because we only have so much room. But Jim Morrison, born, died 1970, just 27 years old. But we'll finish with Sammy Davis. Murph gives us lots of great choices. Somebody says, a favorite biblical verse related to today's solemnity, the Immaculate Conception, is from Genesis. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and hers. Enmity. The Holy Mother protects those who, like Mother Teresa, was saying, surrender to God their wills in complete obedience. Our Lady will protect one from dangers to our souls, people, places, things that are harmful. Going to church soon to pray for people who haven't converted completely to God. Well, good for you. Good for you. It is. Now, traditionally, I actually don't even know. It was traditionally the Solemnity of Virgin Mary and Immaculate Conception, same thing. All of those, a mouthful, was a day of, it was obligatory to go to church. I'm skipping the, missing the words. I don't know that it is anymore. We'll see. I mean, a lot of these things are gone. Hey, just want to remind you, you can sign up. You've only got a minute to call now, 570-883-0098, and tell the Bulldog you want to come to our authors' interviews and Q&A hosted by me on Thursday, 12 to 1, right here at the WILK studios. I'm going to have them on the program, and then we're going to convene in our performance space here at the studios and enjoy each other. I'm looking forward to it. Well, so much happening always. And man, it just grabs you by the throat when you hear about something like an earthquake that Northeast Japan is suffering and the potential tsunami, which is to follow. We want to mention our veterans one more time, and thanks to John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Walter Babich, Uniondale. William Dale, Duryea. Gordon Pisak, Parsons, section of Wilkes-Barre. Salvatore Alimo, Yatesville. Matthew Pekulski, Music. And Donald Miller, Muncie. Our great veterans today. Guys, Wreaths Across America, wreath laying ceremony this Saturday, December 13th. 12 o'clock, St. Stanislaus Cathedral Cemetery, Kane Street, Scranton, PA. It's a great program and a very honorable cause. And by the way, I'm going to see Chris DiMatteo. He's at Sergei's Friday night doing a Sinatra thing. That's Friday. Is that Friday? Friday night, the 12th. Yep. Guys, have a great one. We thank you for being with us. I hope we're back. God willing, we're back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., going at it again. Rick Bigelow tomorrow on the pathway to Pearl Harbor. Look forward to all of that. Sue Henry Show next, Rob O'Donnell Show after that. But for now, my Bacardo Jewelers watch says it's 12 o'clock. That means I got to go. Have a great afternoon as we gavel to a close. This meeting, today's meeting of the Club for Common Sense. Have a great afternoon.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.